Blog Talk Radio.
Ghetto. A poor, decently populated city district occupied by a minority ethnic group linked together by economic hardship and social restriction. I say the ghetto is where hustlers is that's trying to get to a next dollar, that's out in this hip-hop game trying to make it do what it do. I say ghetto is like MPEE. I say ghetto is BBF. I say ghetto is Sound Splash. I say ghetto is hip-hop. That's what I say ghetto is. The ghetto. Hardship. Grind. Get to it. Let's get it.
Fight Fest.
Looking for a bag, got talking home invasions, niggas looking for a stash spot.
Niggas hate in the ghetto that I'm a product of. So I rely on my metal whenever drama comes. Real talk, I ain't gonna lie to ya. I've been getting money, bitch, and I done sold a lot of drugs. Started out with Nixon, escalated to a collie plug. I be in the hood, cause that's where I get a lot of love. So if you looking for me, you know where to find me. When them bitches looking for me, they know where to find me. With they hand out, asking for that Remy shit. Cause they a sucking nigga good for a 20 inch. Red bottoms, not a problem. Put your pussy on his dick, hold like it's a condom. Yeah, cause I'm a product of the ghetto. Beef, I don't settle, I squeeze and I let go.
Big ups to everybody listening in. We live here on South Street. All this noise going on. Big ups to everybody tuning in and having fun with us. Shout out to the callers that we got in the building with us. We did lose a few. I don't know how long it was in dead air. What's good, Miss True Tullabay? Welcome back to the show. Hello? Yo, baby. We got a caller from 267-339. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
CT, honest.
Who's this?
CT, Black Collar.
What's good, CT? That Black Collar music emailed to me so I can show some love to my winner. Shout out to me and everybody in the CT fam, Black Collar movement, Black Collar music. I'm Black Collar. Now, what does Black Collar mean? Before I get a chance to interview you, let us all know what that Black Collar is all about. This is my homie, CT. He do his thing, managing my homeboy, Mean BCM, who just won my showcase, Diamond Spotlight, Move the Crowd, the first one. The next one is next Friday, June 15th. It's going to be even bigger, y'all. It's going to be bigger. What?
He going to win that joint, too.
Oh, no, you can't. He can perform, but no, no more entries. The grand finale joint is going to be July 27th. Let's see if he went natural. When I tell you, I'm going to put some money on the table and a whole bunch of shit for my people. So we're going to do it crazy for the grand finale. Yeah, means in that. Means definitely in that. I need you to first say hi to my co-host, Truth Teller. Honey, do you got the switchboard open?
Hello.
Truth Teller, you got the switchboard open?
No. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Go get it open. Give me some pizza, yo. I want some pizza. Let me get a piece. Truth Teller, you got to say hi to my homeboy, me, Corey and shit. I'm about to take some of VVS pizza. He got the Lorenzo shit. I want to show some love and eat this good pizza. Truth Teller. Hello?
Where's she at?
I don't know. Truth Teller? Oh, well, she gone. She'll be back. Let me check my switchboard. But welcome to the show, CT. You got to shout out to Twitter for everybody who don't follow you.
Twitter is CT_BCM. Check out the YouTube channel, Black Collar 215. All one word. Check out my artist, Mean. On that piff, Mean the Takeover. Trying to take over this thing, man.
As you should. And I'm helping.
Oh, yeah.
Big
shout out
to my homie in the building. Who?
Oh, his Twitter is Mean BCM, too, man. Follow that.
Who?
Mean Twitter is Mean BCM.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shout out to me. Shout out to everybody else in the switchboard. Definitely press one. I'll be a mic. Y'all can join in on our topic for tonight. Tonight's topic, we're going back into our freak bag. And we want to know, has anyone ever offered you money for sex? And how much did they offer you? So we want to talk some shit tonight. Shout out to my homeboy, VVS Stone, calling the show. On the show, you right here in front of me. So shout out to VVS Stone, Shine Like a Diamond. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
Good evening to everybody out there, and make sure y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Everybody on this radio right now is on y'all grind and y'all doing y'all 1-2 thing. So keep it up. Don't let nobody tell you y'all can't do it. And make sure y'all log on to curehiphop.com whenever y'all get a chance. That's
he said cure, like,
hiphop.com.
Yeah.
Curehiphop.com.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing a handsome brother like yourself, I gotta ask you the topic question.
Yes. What's your topic?
Tonight's topic is: has anyone ever offered you money for sex?
Yeah.
How much they ever offered you?
I'm not gonna say like it just came out like, yo, I give you such and such a check, but within late relationships, I have got a lot of things that I need. A lot of
that
things.
Don't count. That don't count.
Oh well, yeah. No,
no, I mean like
I
a bitch like
money.
Fucking no more, but I need some more, and I got $50 for you. Has anybody ever? You being a man, like I think it's different for women, but I want to know: has a woman ever approached you on a tip like, "Yo, I got it. I'm tricking this up."
Yeah, and somebody offered. It was a girl and a girl relationship. They were going together. They was, you know, whatever you call it. And they pretty much was like, if you have a baby, I give you such and such.
That sounds crazy.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said it. Why would you want to have a baby and not get the baby? You know what I mean? And love it and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't do it.
But I could see selling your sperm because you look good. Like, you, like, make good babies.
That was the situation. It was, like, sell your sperm. And, like, at the same time, I was, like, it wouldn't feel right to me knowing that I sold my sperm and my sperm was growing up and I don't have nothing to do with it.
Right.
I didn't do it.
That's what's up. Definitely. Shout out to BDS. Good nigga. He think like me, because I wouldn't have did it either. I'd have been like, I can't baby my baby. No, take your dyke ass somewhere else. But we got a few callers chilling with us. Also, press 1. Definitely press 1 if you want to join in on a topic. I'll open up your mic. We have a caller from the 954 area code. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Casey from South Florida, you know. Beach right now, in the studio. I was just checking in. I was on Twitter and I got a mention about tonight's topic.
Okay. So you can relate to tonight's topic. Can you shout out to Twitter for us, or we could be able to follow you and show you some love?
Sure. My Twitter is @TheRealLacy. @TheRealLacy.
Okay, yeah, I definitely checked out your link earlier today, too. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, for my
song,
I appreciate it.
I'll make sure I download it and play it on the show. I'll tweet you about it. I just followed you, but also, so make sure you follow back. That piece is big as shit. But you're on Philly Shine Radio. We showing love here tonight. Thank you so much for shouting out your Twitter. And because you told me about your link, can you explain to all my listeners right now what it was?
Yeah, that's actually my new single called Get Geeked. You know, I recently put out my old single, was called My Way. It's produced by The Watcher, and it's on a Empire State mixtape. You guys can download that on DatPiff, but this new single is Get Geeked, man. The shit is crazy. I don't know if I can curse on the radio. I'm sorry.
No, you can fucking curse.
Okay, cool. The shit is crazy, man. You gotta download it. Everybody's giving me great feedback from it. I swear, be ready to hear it on the radio. Be ready to see the video on BET. It's going to blow up, man. But that's all it is.
And where are you calling from? Where is the 954? Where are you?
That's South Florida. I'm in Florida, you know?
Ooh, South Florida.
Right,
yeah. Florida, yeah.
That's
you got to listen to down here.
South Florida, now it's hot down there. So even
the guys and
the girls be half dressed. I gotta ask you the topic question: Has a woman ever offered you money for sex, and how much?
I mean, see, that's kind of a trick question. You know, it's a lot of women down here. You know, a lot of people are used to seeing the sexy-ass women on South Beach and shit, but it's a lot of ugly-ass women, too, you know what I'm saying? So they might come at you and ask, like, man, how can I put this? They might say, man, I'm looking to fuck something. And you know, they might, and you might you're like, no, nah, man, I can't do that. And they might hit you with a pipe. You know, but it's never happened to me, but it's happened to a couple of my homeboys. Now, I was actually present when some shit like that happened. But, I mean, in my situation, if it were to happen, no, I don't think I can do it, man. I got to be able to get up. If I can't get up with you, I don't feel like using no pills or nothing. You can't be. And if you were to offer me money for sex, that means you don't think you're beautiful. So I ain't really too much fucking with that.
Preach.
Well, okay. I feel you. I'm cool. But you know why I did this topic? Because my homie the other day was just like, yo, honest. You know, because the other day I had this, like, afro, little blonde wig on and shit. So I was on my little, I don't know, I guess you could say Foxy Brown type shit, doing this sexy shit. So my homie, one of my homies was just a little extra nice to me and shit. Then my other homie told me, yeah, he was on your top. So I told him that you wasn't on, really on the market or looking for somebody or whatever. And I was like, oh, for real? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, that's funny. And he was like, yeah, he was even trying to offer you some money. You know, he was trying to trick you or whatever. Yeah. And my homie like, what the fuck?
See, it's different for females, though. Like, a nigga will always offer a female some money.
No, commercial. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? He's trying to trick me. How be tricking? Like, what the fuck?
Yo.
I thought that was funny because, like, he made it seem like it was a compliment. He's like, he's trying to trick you and everything. Like, who the fuck want to be tricked? Are you fucking serious? It was just funny to me.
It's popular down here, though. I know, like, for the ladies in that instance, a lot of dudes will actually try to pay females for sex, prostitute or not, you know? I mean, Soulja Slim said it himself, he'll pay for it, RIP to him, but a lot of dudes on that down this way. Females I don't really know too much about, but it's a lot of dudes on it.
Hey, see, ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, to each his own, all I'm saying is, goddamn, don't be coming at me. Yo, I've had all types of dollars tossed at me. I'm not even going to talk shit on the radio and say, and talk really. But I just wanted to talk, and I wanted to hear from my callers and my listeners. I know I'll be having a lot of male callers. And I'm down South Street. If y'all want to know why I'm so loud, beautiful. I'm down the beautiful South Street. I just bought a nice new T-shirt from the store, Image on South, showing love. Shout out to everybody joining on the switchboard. I got to open up everybody's calls, but definitely press
other
one.
Other callers, what you're spending on?
Press one, joining the show. We got a caller from the 267-978. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from
West. 267-978. Who this?
This Cedar Brand. This Russ right here.
What's
this, Cedar?
Ain't nothing much. I'm chilling like a villain. Just got finished watching that game. You know what I mean? Heat versus Celtics. It was tragic, so. I mean, I called
that. Yeah, that's good. Fuck the Celtics. I'm glad they know.
I like the Celtics, man, because they all about green.
Yes, the fuck. They fucking too white. They always beating the Sixers, and I don't approve of that shit. But definitely shout out to my girl. Lady, is that you? 267-679. Who that?
That's me. Hey, honey. Yeah. How are you?
Lady, we got Truth Teller back in the room.
What's up, babe?
What's up?
Truth Teller. Listen, thank y'all so much for calling the show tonight. I'm Bill. I'm not in the studio today. I'm about to go inside Club Fluid or whatever and show some love. I might even get a chance to perform and show some love to my homeboy Larry Lair. He got that new clothing line. He's getting ready to sponsor the showcase and get an artist some clothes for their video shoot. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing free video shoots, so niggas need to be clothed. So, yes, I'm working. Sound is probably like Mood Crowd growing. But tonight we having fun. We talking about hoeing. <Then we're> Yo, can y'all hear me okay? Tonight I'm outside.
I'm having fun. What's good? Honest. Period. And let everybody know your name. We listen to Revival on radio. My name is Janet. Let them know I'm with the CL fam. Let them know they let it out of here. Yeah. For the show. Yeah. At the Fluid. Shout out to my homeboy CL fam. They in the building. They definitely going to be on that joint June 15th. Didn't you have fun June 1st?
Yes, I did. Had a ball. That shit was packed. Yes, it was. That shit was packed. Drinks was flowing. Janet, J-Mon, do it all day. Do it all day. I'm old head. You know. Old head looking goddamn good.
That's all. But, lady, truth teller, I had to come back down to the show where I'm at. The show some love. I got his name calling in tonight. Shout out to my homeboy, the producer, Jimmy Neutron. He's calling in tonight as well. We showing love tonight. So I got to ask you, and truth teller, you got to ask two of the topic questions of tonight. Has a person, and I'm going to ask you, Janet, ask you for sex and offered you money? And how much?
I didn't offer $5,000, but I turned it down.
She said that wasn't enough, and I ain't even doing this shit.
Daddy.
I don't think you should fuck somebody.
How about fast?
You got a fat ass, too, and it's red. It's not as fat as mine, but it's fat.
Yeah.
Hey, that shit right. Listen, I don't even really approve of it. The reason, like I said, that I'm bringing up this topic tonight is because people think that that's a compliment. Niggas think it's a compliment because he could pay you for some sex.
They don't fucking compliment. It's disrespect.
Disrespect.
I'm sorry.
You already got to have money. You got to be spending that money. Deal with this fucking later, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to need you to log in and help us this out and run the show. Because it's kind of crazy out here tonight.
Well, I'm actually in the kitchen right now, so, you know, you got to give me a few seconds to get that.
All right, I got you. I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to Janet. And everything, because I really feel like people get the game fucked up all the time, and they be thinking that it's like a man's world. Yeah, but it wouldn't be nothing. Y'all know what James said. It would be nothing without it. So y'all keep going in, thinking that we worth something, thinking that you could buy us. You know what I mean? We're not worth no dollar. We worth more than that. We most worth your heart's desire, nigga. Don't let me go in. But it's just funny. And like I said earlier, she said you wasn't gonna lie. My homie was like, yo, you was looking so good yesterday. My homie was ready to trick you and all. I'm like, is that supposed to be a compliment? Like, he was supposed to trick me and all. Yo, it's Rick on South Street. I'm scared.
That's crazy.
Hold up. I'm safe. But, that's what I want to say. Like, don't get it fucked up. That's not a compliment. I don't think that's a compliment in anyone.
That's my phone. Where you find that joint?
Maybe it's
a
little app, probably.